Oh, is something bleeding through your headphones?
Yeah.
This is a nightmare, Steve.
This is such a... The Mega Studios are falling apart.
It's a nightmare.
Oh.
Oh.
There we go. Sorry.
Just start with me saying it's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex. B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex, you are now entering the Megacast. The Megacast.
All right, Ted.
We are back.
Oh, there you go. I got Jack.
All right, there we go.
It sounds naughty, but I got to jack Ted up.
Yeah, man. Up.
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 Higher.
Not a different other three-letter word.
Right. One that uses two letters the same in a row.
How can this chord just be that weak?
I don't understand what's going on in these studios, but nothing seems to be working. We have a weird... I don't even know what's bleeding through in the headphones.
Nope.
We've already had to fix the microphone issue right before we started.
Again.
Yeah. They don't respect the Megacast here, man.
They don't, man.
What do we need to do to get the respect of the station?
Probably need to put a mega ass whooping on somebody.
That's right.
Lay the mega smackdown.
How you been, man?
Good, good.
I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I know. The last time we hung out was at the parlor. Hopefully, we'll probably talk a little bit about our experience hanging out and checking out Bert Kreischer's show.
Yep.
You had a fun little run-in with my wife. That was very entertaining.
Getting some ice cream.
Yeah, you experienced Molly Moons for the first time ever.
Yep.
That was awesome.
All the flavors you want. I was like, vanilla.
I know. I'm like, Ted, you got to get the salted caramel. It's pretty awesome. And then all of a sudden, I see you come back with a cone. I'm like, well, what'd you get? And he goes, vanilla bean.
Yeah.
Like, for all the things you got.
Dude, I do it all the time. I panic and just go vanilla.
I do that at Thai food places.
Yep.
I'm always like, I'm going to try something different this time. What would you like to order, sir? Chicken pot Thai. 2 stars.
Yep. I do the same thing. Or pad Thai.
Yeah.
But basically, I have 2 dishes that I order all the time.
All the time.
Dude, I went to a Thai restaurant the other day, and they had like the fried spring rolls.
Ooh.
But it was like, there was like shrimp and pork. It was closer to an egg roll.
I was going to say, it sounds like an egg roll.
Yeah, it was great, man.
Nice.
You know what? Maybe I'm an idiot. Maybe I ordered egg rolls. I was like, this is the best spring roll I've had.
Or they took the order down wrong and just gave you egg rolls. I'm like, this idiot doesn't even realize we gave him the wrong food.
Yeah, but it had like the clear little noodles that a spring roll should.
Yeah, it sounds like a spring roll.
It felt springy, Steve.
I remember the first time I ever got a spring roll, I was just really weirded out by the consistency of that, whatever it is that is the roll, the sticky kind of rubbery.
Oh, right, like not the fried one, like the fresh one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember like just touching it. I'm like, I don't know if I want to eat this. It's sticky.
You know what's weird is I always would get excited about the peanut sauce.
Yeah.
But then I get indigestion from the peanut sauce. And then I was like, why do I always dip it in there? I know it's going to mess with me.
There are certain foods, though, I'm willing to put up with the negative repercussions.
Well, sure.
Do you have any food that, like, I've had these conversations with lots of people. I don't know if I've ever asked you it, but, like, for me, I go to Subway. Once a year, I'll get the BMT.
All right.
Which is, like, the salami, the pepperoni, and some other...
Like an Italian sub.
Yeah.
All right.
And it destroys my stomach. Like, I love it, but I'm hurting for the rest of the day. And I always say... That hurts, but it was worth it. I'll have to eat that again in a year. Do you have something where you know going into it, it's going to suck, but you just love it so much that you're willing to put up with that?
Drunk or sober?
All right, drunk. All right, let's go drunk first.
I feel like the one that gets me the most...
This is going to be good.
...is coming home drunk and just making some kind of concoction that involves a lot of hot sauce.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm like, I love hot sauce. And then the next morning I wake up and I'm like, oh man, like... I'm pooping fire. I got some indigestion. What happened? It's like maybe it's the half bottle of Frank's I had to go through last night.
Why did I just dip pretzels in hot sauce?
Yeah, or like, right, because like I like to use my crock pot where I make like the chicken, which is pretty plain chicken.
Right.
But then by Friday or Saturday night, like the last few days of the chicken, I'll just come home, take a taco. Like I try to make a quesadilla, which in my mind, a quesadilla is just a corn tortilla with chicken, cheese, and hot sauce.
That sounds like a quesadilla to me.
Yeah, or it could be a taco. I don't know. But that's the one that gets me the most. Or a frozen pizza late at night drunk.
And you put hot sauce on the pizza?
No.
Okay.
But for some reason, I don't know. Like, pizza doesn't generally bother me, but a frozen pizza that late at night gives me the worst indigestion the next day.
And typically, a lot of those frozen pizzas aren't necessarily like...
Yeah, there's no real stuff in them.
Right.
So, right. You're dealing with that.
So sober. Yeah.
Sober? I don't know. There's some meals I prefer to eat like in my home.
Uh-huh.
Because I just feel like they're so heavy. Like they're going to sit there.
Like what?
I don't know, Steve. You're hitting me with a lot of food questions right now. My mind is
potatoes.
Racing.
Sorry.
God, I feel like I'm on the goddamn witness stand here.
Tell me more.
Sir.
How big is your penis when you're the Ted Smith, and how big is your penis when you're just Ted Smith?
Ted Smith does not have a 10-inch penis, all right?
We will get into that later.
Yeah. Like across the street, right? Like those giant Reuben sandwiches?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's very delicious.
Oh.
But I can't eat one of those and then go back to work. You know what screws me up? Sometimes it's burritos. I'll go get a giant burrito at lunch and be like, why did I do that?
Right.
Like, I need a nap.
And there's probably party that's even saying, just eat half of it, roll up the rest, and save it for after
you
the show.
You know it.
Yeah.
Or just go and, like, you know when you get, like, 2/3 of the way done, like, do I need the rest of it? I'll have one more bite. And then you're like, oh, screw it.
Yeah. I'm already past the halfway threshold. I might as well just finish it. This isn't a full meal, so I'm just going to have to throw it away.
Yeah, exactly.
The worst for me right now is I love, after I play hockey, I'll go out and get a Subway sandwich.
Right.
And I'm trying to eat a little bit healthier. I'm like, you know, I got to be better with my portions. Like, just chill out. Like, for lunch, do I really need to have a foot long? No. Let's get the 6-inch, right? It sounds like we're talking about Hulk Hogan again.
I know.
So, you know.
Steve's lunch is a foot long. Steve himself has only got a 6-incher.
Dinner, I eat the Hulk Hogan. For lunch, I should have the Terry Bollea.
Yeah.
So, every time I go there, I'm like, get the six inch. But I've gone there so much that the people that work there know my order.
All right.
It's like right by the hockey rink in Renton. So every time I go in there, they're like, oven roasted chicken breasts. I'm like, yep, foot long. And before I could even tell them no, my brain is saying no. My mouth goes, yep.
Yep, honey mustard.
No, I go ranch or light mayo, depending on how fat I feel.
See, I go honey mustard. Then it's fine, Steve. It's honey mustard.
I should do the honey mustard. I forget.
Yeah.
And I've been opting against cheese. I think that's like my, I'm being healthy. Yeah, it's a foot long, but I'm not getting cheese on it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the other thing, too. Look, you can go get a veggie sub, but then if you load it up with cheese and the right condiments, like, you might as well just got a steak and cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I love it. We're already dying. I'm hungry now just talking about all this.
I am, too. I started cooking again, so I'm very proud of that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
I just gotten kind of lazy, so.
Just no more eating out?
Well,
that's
yeah,
a personal question, my bad.
I just need to be better about cooking and stuff.
Ted, I want to get our brain functioning, right?
Yeah, man.
It's about that time. Let's get our heart racing, our blood pumping, and our brain
functioning.
This one, honestly.
Uh-oh, what do we got?
I'm pumped about this one because I've been on a Metallica kick
All right.
For like the last week. And every time I hear this song, I get pretty jacked. So I was like, you know what? I'm marking this down. Next time we do push-ups, we're getting 10 to Seek and Destroy, baby.
I'm in.
From their first record, Kill 'Em All.
Kill 'Em All.
All right, Mega Family, this is our time to do push-ups. We expect you to do them, too. Let's get 10, Mega Family. Here we go. That's right. Metal up your ass. I almost got a t-shirt. I've been trying to find a t-shirt at Hot Topic.
Why?
Because they sell wrestling shirts.
All right, that's fair.
So I'm going to WrestleMania, and I'm like, well, I need a t-shirt for WrestleMania that I want to rock. So I'm like, well, I'll go to Hot Topic and find one. So as I'm going around, I find a Seth Rollins shirt. Gotta support my man.
All right.
And
I still like the idea of you just walking around Hot Topic.
I hate it, dude. I feel like the authorities are going to be like, sir, why are you in here?
But it's a Seth Rollins shirt. You're part of the authority.
That's right. But and I don't mean to be rude, but like, have you been to Hot Topic or any of those stores?
No.
Okay.
I haven't, to be honest with you, outside of eating at the Rainforest Cafe with you, which I know now is closed.
It's Din Tai Fung soon.
I don't think I've been to a mall in like 3 or 4 years.
Oh, okay. Well, you go in there and it's like, more good for them. They got kids working. Like, assess the situation. You see me as a customer. I'm the old guy.
Yeah.
You don't need to try and talk to me like as if I'm 15. You know what I mean? It's like, the guy's like, I go up to him. He's like, what's up, Rosef? I'm like, hi.
Hi. How are you, son?
And then he's trying to give it, and he's like, do you have a Hot Topic user rewards card? I'm like, no. Do I look like
I know I don't have that, Brosif.
Right, Brosif, I don't. My bad, I don't. And he's like, you want to open one? It's free. It's just like, and he's like trying to explain to me what the rewards card is. I'm like, I get the concept of the rewards card, man. Like, you are not the only store that does this.
Like, I am not your target demographic, brother.
No.
Just let it go. Sell me the damn shirt.
Do I not look visibly uncomfortable in your store as it is?
Yeah.
You don't need to sell me on that. And then I'm like, nah, I'm good, man. He's like, you can save money, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I'm cool. And then he goes, would you like to open up a Hot Topic credit card? I'm like, no. No, I don't want to open up a Hot Topic credit card.
Right? Just give me the shirt.
I just want to buy the shirt, man. I just want my Seth Rollins shirt, bro. Brosif.
Abraham Brodinkin. Like, come on, man.
Oh, it was great, man. It's just
what are you, on study hall?
It's those moments where it's like, I mean, I appreciate you treating me like I'm a young dude.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't need to be trying to give me the hard sell. And then finally, I think he realized, and he's like, yeah, man, I got to do that. It's part of my job.
Man, all right.
I'm like, fair enough. I get it.
Right. They should. It's sales. They should teach you to accept a quick no.
Yes.
Move on.
If I say no to your free rewards card, why the F do you think I want a credit card?
For your 18-year-old girlfriend.
Solid point.
Yeah.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Nothing too deep here this week, Steve.
All right.
Just getting back to basics. That's all I'm talking about. I've been cooking more, trying to do more cardio. So, you know, just recommend people get back to basics, you know? Sun's out a little bit. Summer will be here before you know it. So.
Ready to put those guns out.
Yeah, man. Just, makes you feel better. Get you back on track and, just do simple things. Like, you don't got to go join a gym and think you're going to get in shape in a week or, overhaul everything. And as always, no highs too high, no lows too low, but just simple steps to get you back to your basics.
Yeah, I have a very basic goal right now. I'm like, I want to drop at least 5 or so pounds in the next month.
Yeah.
And I was talking to my wife about it, and I do a lot of cardio with hockey, and she's like, you should start working some weights into the...
Yeah, lift it.
Yeah, and because that's
I need to, too.
Right, and she's like, that actually will help. I'm like, all right, well, I need to get some weights then. So I was like, all right, I'll go and get one of those dumbbells.
Get a kettlebell.
Well, she's got a kettlebell, so all I could use that, but I've heard stories that if you don't do it right, you could potentially hurt yourself.
Sure.
So I'm like, That just adds another thing. Unless I get some dude from Hot Topic to teach me how to use it, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I was like, I'll get a couple dumbbells, and I'll get those kind that they have at, like, Target or Dick's that you can, like, they're like little plates, but, like, you just kind of pull a pin and move it, and the dumbbell could be anything from 5 pounds to 25 pounds.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's perfect. So I check Dick's. They don't have it. I go to Target. They have it. I'm like, awesome. So I buy two of them, and then I'm realizing my car is parked all the way at the other side of the mall. Not all the way at the other side, but a decent distance because it's parked nearby where Dick's is.
All right.
So I'm like, well, now I have two dumbbells that I'm like, well, and the lady's like, I can't really bag them. I mean, they're just going to rip through the bag. I'm like, I understand that. It makes sense. So now I'm walking through the mall.
With two dumbbells?
With two dumbbells in my hand. Like, that guy. I'm that guy.
I hope you just started curling him as you were walking.
Oh, Ted, why weren't you with me?
Right? You know what it is.
What's up, ladies?
Just walking through the mall, get a little swole.
Just hanging out by Orange Julius?
Oh, yeah.
How many calories are you putting into your system, Brosif? I should have went into Hot Topic with it. Do I look like a man that needs a card?
Meet me at the Pinkberry.
So, yeah, I have to walk through the mall with one in each hand.
I hope they were on the light setting.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's 25 pounds. Because it's at the heaviest. You remove the plates.
Oh, I see, at home.
Yeah. So, by the time I get to my car, man.
I mean, that is an exercise, just carrying dumbbells.
Oh, my forearms were burning.
On fire.
They were burning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you start having to do the quick walk?
Yes.
Yeah.
And as soon as I got to my car, I almost dropped them on the floor because I just was like, when you see the light at the
end
of the tunnel?
Seriously, like, if you do CrossFit, I remember when I did CrossFit, that was like something you did. Was just
did CrossFit? I didn't know that.
Yeah, when I was training for the fight. Like,
okay.
You just hold dumbbells and walk around the block. So you basically were getting a workout and just trying to buy them. I like that. I can't put them in the bag. And then it's like, do you buy dumbbells? And you go, well, I can't lift them all the way back to my car.
Yeah, that guy.
Right? That's why I need these.
They're too heavy. What am I supposed to do?
What do you need dumbbells for, sir? So I could punch that punk down at Hot Topic.
He called me Brosef and tried to give me a credit card.
He's about to get a five-finger.
I'm going to curb stomp him like Seth Rollins.
I won't lie. That one still seems a little too aggressive to me.
I think they tried to phase that one out.
That he's curb stomping people.
For that reason. Yeah, because it was.
Right? Like, you can't say suck it, but his move is the curb stomp?
Right.
Like, I don't know about you. The only other thing I know from that is American History X, which is a very racist movie when he curb stomps a dude. Right now, I'm getting a chill just hearing that guy's teeth on the curb.
Yes.
Ugh. Right? Did anybody even know that was a thing before that movie?
And then didn't they like curb stomp him at one point? Didn't he curb stomp like Dean Ambrose into cinder blocks?
Yeah.
Right. Which were obviously not real cinder blocks, but still. All right. We should take a break.
Yeah.
I'm talking about wrestling. Why don't we come back and talk about this Hulk Hogan stuff?
I can't wait.
Have you heard all the audio?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to break it down. It's been a while since we've broke down some audio. We're going to do some curling, do some chest presses. When we get back, MegaCast will return. Oh, there's a little Sturgill Simpson there for you, Ted.
Oh, nice.
You got me hooked on this guy.
Yeah, the mayor got me on it.
Live a little. That's what Ted and Steve are going to do. The MegaCast will be back. Oh, I can live.
Fuller House premieres on Netflix. That's right, the show that never really made you laugh or think or really do anything but fill your time on evenings when you were too young, dumb, or lazy to get off the couch is back and lamer than ever. Join all your favorites and also Dave Coulier as they desperately attempt to recapture magic that never actually existed by stumbling their way through lazily written scenarios to teach you the same life lessons you can learn from a kinder care bulletin board. Be nice. Share. Eat your vegetables. But this time, there's a new wrinkle. Actually, there are lots of wrinkles, because everyone's older.
Hey, remember me? I was one of the Koustopoulos twins. Yeah, Jesse's sons. Well, we're ugly now, so you won't be seeing us in this thing. Later.
And as for the Olsen twins, who knows? Maybe they'll stop by. Probably not, since they actually have careers. Fuller House on Netflix. It's back. Because we don't know why. Seriously, how much bandwidth does Netflix have?
Do it. Do it. Try it. Try it. What the hell are we trying? I'm guessing drugs. Some of that molly. Or weed. I wish I could get high, but yes, you guessed it. I'm a stupid robot. The MegaCast is back.
We might have to have this one playing in the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Who is this? M83. Or
M83? I'm
going to
go with M83.
M83? M83. Am I missing something that, like, when you say it together, it becomes a word?
I don't know that one.
This is very trippy. Do it. Try it. That's a song we play at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because somebody's going to be tripping.
I've been hooked on this Amsterdam trap music now.
I don't even know what that means.
I think it's, I don't know, man. You know what? I just put on the EDM channel on my cable, just let it ride. And then I was like, man, I really like these songs. And it's like, I forget who it was, but it's like Amsterdam trap music, volume one.
Oh, we'll have to download that.
Yeah.
For the trip.
Yeah.
We're only a few weeks away.
Yeah, man.
I'm excited.
And Future.
Yes.
I don't know why. That song's old, but I'm all about that Jumpman song now.
Yeah. Not the March Madness song.
Nah, not as much.
I don't understand why people are going crazy about that. And it's funny. Today, I had it still. I've had that song on our little docket of the flash drive. I'm like, one of these days we'll talk about it because I just don't get the hoopla, like Kanye going nuts about it, Rihanna going nuts about it. Like, everyone's like, this is the greatest song of all time. I'm like, I don't really think it's all that good. And I wanted to address it for like weeks. And every time we never get to it. And today was the day that I said, ah, fit. Let me just delete it off of the flash drive.
Then I bring him up.
Yeah.
I still think, like what happens when Future plays a concert in town and some of the Seahawks go?
Right, because remember the DJ for the Seahawks said that he's not allowed to play the music of Future. For those that don't know, that's Ciara's ex.
Yeah.
And Ciara's with Russell Wilson. And I remember in the championship game, the NFC championship game against, not the NFC championship, but the game against the Panthers, players on the Panthers were doing the Future dance.
Yeah.
And they were playing Future's music in the stadium the entire time.
On purpose.
Yeah. Which is funny. I mean, as a Seahawks fan, of course, you want to be like, F those guys. But if the Seahawks were doing that to get in the head of a player on the other team, we'd all be laughing.
Yeah, you do it every time over.
Psychological warfare.
100%.
Yeah. So.
What do you think about him releasing a brand?
Oh, Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
I think the funny part is the backlash that he's getting because of it.
Right. Like, it's for underprivileged people, this and that, but the t-shirts are $130 or something, I read.
Right. It's really just Nordstrom clothes when you think about it. It's being sold at Nordstrom. When they said it was going to be sold at Nordstrom, I immediately thought, well, nothing is going to be under $100.
It's just insane to me.
$300 shoes, $200 jeans. That's just that's Nordstrom prices, you know? But it is funny that $3 of it go to kids, which is admirable when you, like, I don't know how many other companies do that, but it's just at that point, it's almost like, don't even say how much, just say a portion goes to the kids.
Yeah. And it's fine, right? Most charities are not getting the bulk amount. But I don't know. I just don't think the rank-and-file Russell Wilson fan is spending that much money at Nordstrom on gear.
But what I also find very entertaining about all that is the people that are like, that's it. I'm no longer a fan of his. He's done it now. And I'm like, well, no one's forcing you to buy it. Like, if you don't agree with the amount of money that he's charging or his company's charging, just don't buy it. That's how you get them in the pocket.
Yeah, and I'm guilty of this too. Anyway, I think we all just run so hot emotional now.
Yeah.
You know, and it's easy to be like, I'm not doing this or that.
I've had it.
Yeah, I do it all the time. You know, and sometimes I got to catch myself. Christ, I had to, you know, I was going off about Conor McGregor, and then I read all his quotes, and I had to say on the men's room, like, you know what? I was wrong on that one. Maybe he's just doing it for entertainment. You know, like, my bad.
He came off real well after the fight.
He did. I was happy to see him lose, though.
You and me both. I watched that fight, and when he was taunting Diaz, who's just bloody, like, it's like a Rocky movie.
Yeah.
He's getting taunted, and he just keeps coming at him like a bulldog, doesn't care about what's going on. He's like, I'm still going to come at you.
Well, and people need to understand, too, Diaz has been fighting for so long.
Right.
And he's been cut so often. Because, you know, if your eye swells up, the cut man, that's why you call him the cut man, he'll cut your eye.
Right.
So over time, he just has scar tissue there.
Right.
I mean, honestly, not that me or you could land a punch cleanly on Nate Diaz, but, like, most people could make him bleed.
Right. Seeing a bloody, and also, I mean, as a wrestling fan, I know, like, a slight nick, which is what they usually will do in order to create this bloody mess on their face. If you just take a little bit of a blade and just give a little slice on your head bleeds.
Yeah.
It bleeds a lot more than, like, your finger would or your arm might. Mm-hmm. It just gushes. So, like you said, a slight cut looks like a freaking crime scene.
Yeah.
But, man, I mean, the gloves are bloody, everything's bloody, and McGregor's taunting him, and then Diaz just pulls it out. That was awesome.
It was. I was pumped for both those fights.
The Misha Tate fight. So you'll laugh at me. We watched the fight. I didn't order the fight. We were actually watching Creed.
All right.
We rented it, and my wife fell asleep in my lap. And then I realized, oh, snap, the Misha Tate fight's about to start. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to order it. So I go on Twitter and type in Periscope Misha Tate fight live.
Oh, were people just doing it from the arena?
No, people were doing it at their house. There are so many. If you want to watch a fight, granted, the sound quality is not all that hot, but I didn't need the sound quality. I just wanted to watch the fight.
Huh.
So as Creed's still playing on my big TV, I have my phone. Somebody is filming it, like, right up on their TV and framing it on Periscope so that you can watch it.
That's crazy.
And so I watched both fights that way.
I ordered them.
I wish I would have, because then when I went back and listened to the commentary, the sheer excitement of Joe Rogan and who's the other guy that I can't, Gold
Mike Goldberg?
Yeah, Goldberg, right? They sounded like this was the ultimate upset. It was like Miracle on Ice kind of a thing. And, they called it so well.
And when Rogan yells, oh, when something exciting happens, I'm sorry. That's just, to me, that's part of the UFC. Like, I know he eventually, maybe probably this year in August, he's going to be done doing a lot of it.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. He's talked about it. He's been doing it for so long.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. But, like, right, when something big happens and you just hear Rogan with that reaction, like, that's what you want in a big fight.
Absolutely.
It's like Bruce Buffer. You need him there.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, man. So I'm watching it and Creed's still on. So I've got, like, Creed, the fighting and the intensity of that. And I'm like, oh, this is amazing. Granted, we wound up watching it in the next day because I wasn't fully paying attention.
Yeah.
And Sid was asleep. But I'm watching the Misha Tate fight and I'm getting more and more, like, tense. As the fight goes
on. I was standing up screaming in my house.
Yeah, especially after that second round. I'm like, oh, that was her chance.
And then she lost the third and fourth in my book again.
Hands down.
Right. Holly Holm was doing her thing, yeah.
First, third, and fourth were all Holly Holm, in my opinion.
100%.
Second was all Misha Tate, and then clearly the fifth was Misha Tate.
Yeah.
But I was so, like, tense. My arms were, like, getting tenser, and I didn't realize I was squeezing my wife's ass, like, really hard. So she wakes up, she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, sorry, I'm kind of watching Misha Tate fight on my phone. She's like, why? I'm like, She's like, but why are you squeezing my ass? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just really tense about this fight.
Dude, it was a great fight. Oh, I was so fired up. That was the most I think I've tweeted in a long time.
I know. I went on Twitter and I saw your tweets and I was like, that's awesome.
Oh, I was so... Well, because I had been at Bourbon and Bacon and kind of been boozing all day.
Yeah.
So by the time the fights came on, man, I was primed.
We need to watch a fight together, man.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched the UFC fights in a while. Other than, I used to watch them all the time. I just haven't, like, yeah.
And that was the best card I've seen in a while. The prelims weren't that great.
That's what I heard, yeah.
But the final two fights, it's rare you're going to get two good fights like that.
And how odd was it that both fights ended in a rear naked choke?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Jiu-jitsu.
That's right. Oh, man, I was so pumped for Misha Tate. I just thought it was such oh, man. That's going to be I look forward to the day that her and Rousey face off again.
Man, I don't know if they will.
You don't think?
I read an article just saying, like, I don't know if this guy was just like, I don't know if Rousey's ever going to fight again. And this was before the Tate fight.
Interesting.
I think Rousey will take the Tate fight because she's fully confident that she can beat Misha.
Right.
But honestly, if she steps in there with Holly Holm again, I think Holm beats Rousey.
Right.
So
I just love how everyone just was like, and I was obviously rooting for Misha Tate, but I mean, I think all of us realistically were like, if she could just at least make it a good fight, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Never thought she was going to win it.
I mean, right. That's what I said. I said, I want Misha to win. I think Holly Holm has too many weapons on her stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
But if Misha can get in there, she has a chance.
And she did.
Keep in mind, right, she only took 8 takedown attempts, and Holly Holm, to her credit, stopped 6 of them. But the 2 she didn't got her in a lot of trouble. And I mean, a split second, she lifted her chin up, and that was it. Misha had her.
When she dropped Misha down... And even though Misha was still holding on, and I mean, I remember it was like getting tense. I wanted to yell at my phone and be like, don't let go. Don't let go.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was awesome. That was so cool.
But dude, I was going to say, like the week before, I'd go out to see my buddy Drew Brokenshire.
How'd he do?
Great. He won by rear naked choke. But same thing, right? Like, we're watching the fight and we're getting kind of excited. And like, but like, I've gotten to the point now where I know a decent amount about fighting.
Yeah.
So it's just funny. Like, it gets to the ground, and I just went, oh, there it is. And, like, I'm already standing up, like, pumping my fist by the time the guy taps. You're just like, F yeah. And there's something, man. A knockout is beautiful.
Oh, for sure.
There is something, but there is something just so slick and cool about putting somebody to sleep.
I love the moments when the person, like, the Misha Tate one, and even, hell, the Nate Diaz one as well, where the other fighter looks like they have the upper hand. And then the submission or the put them to sleep, the chokehold comes out of nowhere, and it's the person that was not winning. Like that's it's such like, oh man, I can't believe they did that.
That's what's great about MMA.
Yeah, I agree. And those two fights, like I said, really reignited my love for that sport.
Yeah, and there's some good ones coming up.
Yeah,
John Jones and DC, that'll be a great fight. Yeah, there's some good ones.
You a Jones guy or are you a Cormier guy?
Man, I like both of them.
Yeah.
I've been a John Jones fan forever. I never really got why the fans didn't like him as much. He was so dominant. But I like DC, too. The problem is...
Yeah, I'm a DC guy.
I've fallen in love a little bit with DC as he's been champ. But at the end of the day, he never beat John Jones. And his title is kind of like, well, you have the belt, but you never really took it from that dude.
Good point.
Yeah.
So that'll be a good one.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're talking about this. Let's talk about real fighting.
All right.
And that's wrestling.
All right.
The WWE, brother.
Ooh.
Hulk Hogan in the news because of that. Well, long story short, allegedly, because I guess there's still a court case about Bubba the Love Sponge radio guy lets Hogan sleep with his wife.
Yeah.
Films it without Hogan knowing. Bubba claims that somebody else in the house grabbed the tape and gave it to Gawker. Gawker then posted up there. Hulk Hogan suing Gawker. It's just a complete...
The wife is smoking hot.
Right. And it's such a weird thing. Like, I don't think ever in my life... And we are very close. I would say we were probably even closer than Hulk and Bubba. Like, we're good friends.
Right.
There'll never come a point in our friendship where we'll be like, man, Ted, I know you're going through some stuff. My wife's in the bedroom.
Get in there.
Yeah, get in there. She knows what's up. I'm going to go on the computer and just take care of some work stuff.
I have met swingers before, though, that were completely fine with it.
With you?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Did you take them up on it?
Take the fifth.
Okay. That's a yes. So Hogan's in the middle of this court hearing. Gawker, of course, is trying not to lose the case. So they've got some lawyer. I mean, when you think of like lawyers, a lot of people already immediately think douchey individuals.
Yeah.
And I have my own personal, I think Hogan as a person seems like a rather douchey human being.
Yeah.
But still, his privacy was invaded.
He lives in Florida.
Right. Right.
The main thing I just want to tell people about this that I can't get past is he's in court wearing a goddamn bandana. Yeah,
yes.
Durag, yeah.
We were just talking about that. I was talking with our boss. I'm like, if you're going into a courtroom where there are jurors and a judge that don't know the Hulkster brother, and you're trying to come off as a vulnerable human being who was taken advantage of, why are you coming in dressed like that?
Yeah.
With the tight black shirt, with the cross. You just look like a douche.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, if you want to look vulnerable, go in there looking like you, like, you know, take off the damn hat.
You look like a guy that would sleep with your buddy's wife and film it.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
And be okay with people distributing it. It doesn't help your case. But the lawyer decides, well, our argument for why it was okay to post this video is that Hulkster has been on Bubba's radio show bragging about the size of his dong, saying it's 10 inches big, it's a monster dong.
So, and the whole thing's been public, so why would he think it's not being filmed?
Right, so it's like, they're like, yeah, I mean, he forsaken or forgoed his privacy when he did that, which seems like a completely ridiculous argument, but emphasis on ridiculous.
I've been watching the OJ show.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we should... I didn't write that down. Well, I'll try to remember. We got maybe next break. We got to talk a little bit about that because I want to. Yeah, thank you. So now the lawyer is in, like, asking questions to the Hulkster.
Yeah,
and they're trying to like kind of, I guess, you know, illustrate what kind of a character this person is. So they start going on and actually spend a good couple of minutes talking about his penis.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the audio. I didn't edit this part down. This 2 minute clip because I felt like. It's awkward in the most glorious way.
I just like when you're... Well, go ahead.
All right,
stop.
We'll play it. You tell me when to pause.
All right.
All right, this is going to be fun. All right, so here we go. This is the lawyer talking to Hulk Hogan / Terry Bollea about his penis. Yes, in the courtroom. I feel bad for the court reporter.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh.
Do you have any doubt as you sit in that witness stand today that you were discussing the length of your penis on Bubba's radio program? Any doubt?
Well, it's not mine, because mine isn't that size, but we were discussing the length of Hulk Hogan's.
All right, right there.
Yeah.
It's very weird, because Hulk Hogan, the character, is the say your prayers, eat your vitamins, brother, do everything that's right. Like, the good.
Why does Hulk Hogan need a 10-inch hog?
Right. At what point was he like, you know, and we've done this in our world where you talk about your character, like, who are you? What defines you as a person?
10-inch hog.
Hulk Hogan, American hero with a big dong.
Hashtag 10-inch hog.
Seriously? So...
No, seriously. I
like that lawyer, though, is like, really?
My favorite is the comment just about to happen when he goes, no, seriously, it's not that long. And then the lawyer says something else and he even comes back over the top and goes, I guarantee it. Like the guy from the men's warehouse.
Brother.
I do not have a 10-inch penis. No, I do not. Seriously.
Okay. Fair enough. So what you're telling us is you were discussing...
Believe that, sir.
Believe that. That's what he says.
Believe that.
Believe that, sir.
That's like Roman Reigns' line.
Right. I do not have a 10-inch penis.
Believe that.
Doesn't 10 inches also seem very... I mean, granted, I'm not the largest. Well, I'm a small one, but
that's above average. Yes.
Yeah, like even when you watch porn, there's very few guys walking around with, you know, hashtag 10-inch hogs.
Right. Well, I mean, when you got 24-inch pythons, of course you're gonna have a 10-inch hog.
Yeah,
like that's just how the farm is, man.
If I was gonna lie, I'd go 6.
Here we go. His penis, right?
Excuse me?
You were discussing Hulk Hogan's penis.
Yeah, because Terry Bollea's penis is not 10 inches like you're trying to say.
All right. Man.
All right.
Yeah, I like, too, how, like, the guy's an idiot. Like, well, yeah, I mean, two different people. Sure, I'm standing here in front of you, but talking about Hulk Hogan's penis, dude.
Yeah, come on. All right.
Freaking moron.
And you're dressed like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
That's the part that also, I think, goes back to the do-rag thing. If you're trying to differentiate who you are as a human being from Terry Bollea to Hulk Hogan, and you want people to sympathize for you as Terry Bollea, why the F are you showing up as Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan, once he did that reality show, I think it ruined it for a lot of people.
It did. Yeah. All right, here we go.
I take it when that discussion was being had over the radio in this community, you didn't think that that was invasive of your privacy, right?
My privacy, yes, Terry Bollea.
We're Hulk Hogan.
We've talked about Hulk Hogan several times. I need to make you understand this, that Hulk Hogan gave up his privacy the moment he walked out his front door, became a celebrity in anonymity.
Okay.
And so I don't like talking about Hulk Hogan's penis, but I've already tried to explain to you I gave up my right as Hulk Hogan to have Hulk Hogan have any privacy.
Right, I mean, I get where he's coming from on that, but he didn't have to talk about penis size.
At all.
No.
Why would you make a character? Why would you create this fake element of Hulk Hogan, the hashtag 10-inch hog?
I mean, like, right, Undertaker's a pretty famous wrestler. Does anybody know how big his penis is?
No.
Does it matter?
Well, it's in the urn, that's why.
Right? Like, I don't want...
He cremated his penis.
Right, I don't like Dolph Ziggler, because in the back of my mind, I'm like, you know what, I bet Dolph's got a big one.
Oh, it sounds like he's very athletic in the sack, too, according to Amy Schumer. Because they were an actual item.
Yeah.
And according to her, she broke up with him because he was just too much of a...
Really?
Just gave it too much.
That doesn't shock me. Look at the dude.
All right, here we go.
I don't know how much clearer I can make that to you.
All right.
I'll do whatever I can to help you, but I just don't know whatever else to say to make you understand that.
Fair enough. So you're doing the best you can, right?
To help you, yes, sir.
Okay.
That's the moment.
Best audio you've heard in a while.
That would be the moment where I would be glad to actually go and serve jury duty.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, I hate doing. You know, like, I gotta leave work. I'm part of the 10-inch hog gate.
Yeah, like, right, he's right. When he became Hulk Hogan, he gave up some privacy. Meaning when people see him, they're going to go, hey, you're the Hulkster. I've been eating my vitamins and this and that. Nobody's going to be like, oh, you're Hulk Hogan. How big's your penis?
Terry Bollea's penis is not 10 inches.
No, it's not.
I don't like talking about Hulk Hogan's penis. I do not have a 10-inch penis. No, I do not.
That I never thought today when I came to work. That would be the discussion that's all over the internet.
And that's your guy on the Megacast.
That, damn it. So, Steve Miggs Megacast.
Yeah.
Has a 10-inch penis.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Macho Man's got a hotter wife, though.
Damn it, Elizabeth was hot.
Mm-hmm.
But she's dead now.
Oh, well, so is Macho Man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like talking about Hulk Hogan's penis.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we get back, we got to talk a little bit about OJ. I had something weird happen to me when I was just a couple of hours ago. I had to go and return something for my wife.
All right.
Over at J. Crew. And on the way back, I had the oddest encounter with a human being.
All right, I'm in.
A human being that was kind of sort of dressed up like a dog.
All right.
All right. When the Megacast returns, we'll talk about that. And penises.
Ted and Steve need a minute to go to Grandma's garden. I have no idea what the hell that means, but the Megacast will be back.
Grandma's garden, we love strong, cause she weeded out whatever could go wrong. She'd say the straight and narrow is the toughest road. Oh, just remember what you eat is what you sow. Grandma's love is what gave
grandma's garden room.
We now take you to the Hulk Hogan sex tape trial already in progress.
Who are you?
Hulk Hogan.
I want to know is what happened?
Well, you know, it goes all the way back to the home front.
Don't be flip with me.
This is the most important day in my life.
I never heard of something so ridiculous in my life.
To steal the trust, the love, and the devotion.
I don't care. I deal with one thing at a time, and I don't like when people try to lie to me. Do you understand?
And what you're going to do when the largest arms in the world run wild on you?
You're an idiot. Judgment on the counterfeits.
This has been the Hulk Hogan sex tape trial.
If I wasn't a robot and I had hands, I wouldn't be able to keep them to myself. Yes, I'm looking at you, Ted.
Keep my hands to myself.
The mega cast is back.
To myself.
We're doing all the hot jams.
Oh yeah, I like this one.
Little Selena Gomez, the remix.
That weird, those weird sounds.
Yo, what's it? Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, like.
It's hard to keep your hands to yourself when you're rocking a hashtag 10-inch thong.
10-inch hog.
10-inch hog.
Dog? I like hog.
Hog is better for this one. You're absolutely right.
I do not have a 10-inch penis. No, I do not.
Man, all right, solidarity with the with Hulkster. Everybody should just admit they don't have 10-inch penises.
Did you see that? That would be funny. We're all on Twitter.
Right.
Even Iron Sheik, who hates Hulk Hogan, though, did come to his defense saying, yeah, what's called, like, I do not like Hulk Hogan. Here's the reason why. It's this long little diatribe he goes on in all caps, because that's what the Iron Sheik would do. But then he's like, at the end of the day, I'm still part of the fraternity with him, and it's messed up that this is happening to him.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I do agree with that. It's fun to poke fun at him, but if he didn't know it was being filmed, it shouldn't be out there.
No, absolutely. We should not have to witness him and his dong.
Yeah.
Terry Bollea's penis is not 10 inches.
It's not. So, Ted, you saw the OJ. You're watching the OJ Simpson show?
Gripped every week, Steve.
Is it that good? Because everyone's talking about it. I immediately dismissed it when I heard David Schwimmer was on it.
Schwimmer's good.
Really?
Yeah.
I just...
The only one
that I hate Ross, man. I hate Ross.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not positive. This is what I always say when I talk about it. I love the show because it, like, I remember so much of it, and there's little details you kind of forget. I don't know that it's the best acted show. The guy that does Cochran is pretty good.
Okay.
Like, I think Schwimmer's good. Travolta just looks like a fool.
Wait, John Travolta's in this?
Yeah, he's Robert Shapiro.
Wow, I guess Quentin Tarantino doesn't have any roles for him right now.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny too, right? Because Cuba Gooding Jr. Is O.J. Simpson. Now, the last time I had seen Cuba was on Big Time in Hollywood, Florida, right? Did you watch that show at
No.
all? No. So his character on that show was Cuba Gooding Jr., I believe, but he was like all coked out and just like a, like a maniac.
Like a
right?
giant parody of himself.
Right.
You know, or at least we think.
But then, right, I just saw a video the other day of him at some club in Miami taking his shirt off, dancing, and somebody hands him a phone for like a selfie, and he like tries to eat it.
What?
So it's like, at first I thought he was a really good actor for the role he was playing in Big Time in Hollywood, Florida. Now I'm thinking, maybe he's just a coked out star, but because he's Cuba Gooding Jr., Cuba Gooding Jr. to me also, I remember going to see a movie. God damn it, what movie was I going to see?
Not Coming to Him. I'm looking. So it was relatively recent?
No. This was years ago. Okay, I think so. I was going to see...
Radio?
No. The movie Cuba was in was Snow Dogs.
Oh, okay.
But it's a preview, right? Oh, I was going to see Blue Sea?
Blue Water?
No, what's...
Blue Sea Sushi?
What's the one...
The one where they're in the water?
And the sharks are...
I know it. I don't know the name of it.
Is it not Blue Water?
In the water?
Yeah. God damn it.
Jaws?
So.
Flipper. Flipper, right?
I'm going to see that movie,
Flipper.
Right?
Yes, you're going to see Flipper.
And there's a preview. This is when I lived on the East Coast. And there's a, me and the girl I'm with are the only two white people in the theater.
Okay.
But the preview for Snow Dogs come on, and the guy behind me literally just goes, oh man, that end sold out years ago. Talking about Cuba Gooding Jr.
Was it because he was in a hockey movie? Because
he was in Snow Dogs. It's like him mushing with like dogs in Alaska. That's what I was. It's like Cuba Gooding Jr. to me, I've always kind of like, that's always been in my head, is that
that's
dude
funny.
Hating on him. But then when I see, I'm like, maybe, like, right, we think of him as this, like, Family Guy as he acts in those movies. Maybe he's just a giant partier.
And they're like, you know what? We got the role for you. You're going to be all coked out, and you might even try and eat a phone. It's like, ah, I just did that last weekend. I'm in. Yeah, I've seen in the past, like, past videos of him, like, partying at clubs where he's just going buck wild.
Yeah. I like how it was Hannibal Buress was like, yeah, he's crazy. As he tried to eat a phone while he was in, it's LIV, I don't know if it's LIV, whatever the name of that club is, in Miami. Like, you could even get into that club. I was like, man, that's pretty funny.
So is it worth checking out?
People versus OJ?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you'll remember all that stuff.
I lived it, man.
And there's little details that, frankly, I forgot about. You don't know. And, like, the relationship. Like, I didn't think about how bad that was for Marcia Clark. Like, people are just all over, and, like, the nude photos came out.
Right.
There's all these little things. Like, I forgot about all the racial tension. And then Cochran and Darden and they're back and forth because they're the two main, you know, two black guys prosecuting and defending the case. I mean, it's good, man.
I remember, and it was so long ago, it was the 90s, but I remember at first it had the potential and the makings of being a racial divide in America because it was all because of OJ being a black dude.
It was like a year and a half or 2 years after Rodney King.
Right.
Riots.
You're right. That's why. But then as the case went on and more stuff came out, then you started seeing it stop being a racial divide because everybody was like, yeah, this is crazy. This guy's guilty.
Yeah.
So, wow. I got to check it out. I did my due diligence in checking out something that was once popular in the 90s, and I watched Fuller House.
Yeah.
There's only one good reason to watch this show.
The chicks are hot.
Jodie Sweetin. There's a part in the first episode, and I've only lasted one episode, and it's mind-numbingly dumb. Like, and I didn't go into it expecting it to be awesome.
Did any of us really like that show, or is it just the idea of it coming back because it's from our childhood?
I think 100% that's why. Because, like, I've told, when people are disappointed by it, before I watched the episode, I'm like, well, what did you expect? It's not like Full House was anything special. It was a dumb, mindless comedy. I expect that this will be also a dumb, mindless comedy. But this is like a dumber, more mindless comedy. Oh, I wouldn't even call it a comedy because there's nothing funny.
Right, it'd be like Saved by the Bell. I love Saved by the Bell, but if they said, hey, they're bringing it back, like, don't.
No, it's not my taste in comedy anymore. When you're a kid, it's fun.
And this goes back to what I was bitching about a couple weeks ago, man. Like, it's just like, oh, Fuller House is back. Like, I'm so tired of the superlatives on everything.
Right.
Right? Nothing's as great as this, or like, now your life's complete. Like, no, it's not.
Right.
The economy still sucks for you. You can't afford a house. Like, who gives a crap about this stupid show?
Fuller House is not making America great.
No. Stamos is a great-looking man.
Yeah.
He really isn't that good of an actor. It's not like he's been on these shows. Like, what is...
He's grandfathered right now.
Right, but I mean, what has Stamos been in where you're like, oh, man, I have to see that?
I can't think of anything.
Right.
I can't.
At least Rob Lowe... He was in, like, funny stuff. He's in iconic movies.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Stamos, yeah. I mean, besides Uncle Jesse and the Rippers, what has he given us?
Right. And all they did was play covers.
Right. And even at some point, again, him and his freaking obsession with the Beach Boys. He sings a Beach Boys song in the first episode.
Oh, God.
Right. Well, anyways, the only good thing, though, is Stephanie, Jodie Sweetin, who at one point during the episode is wearing this top. Her breasts are so fantastic
nice.
In this top.
Nice.
It's worth it just to watch for that one moment it's like at the end of the episode where they're about to go out to a club or go out to some party, and she's just showing, she's giving you the two reasons why it's worth watching Fuller House.
Like, all right.
She puts the Fuller in Fuller House.
Hey-o.
Hey-ya! Waka waka! Oh, okay, so this is what happened. Earlier this morning, I had to go return something for my wife because she got a pair of pants and they didn't fit right, so she needed a smaller size. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go.
Can I tell you a quick J. Crew story?
Yes.
Years ago, my brother's friend had a hat on backwards. Uh-huh. It was a J. Crew hat. And my cousin, because we grew up in kind of a ghetto area, goes, who's the J. Crew? Right?
No. Whoever that guy is, I like that guy.
Oh, you would love my cousin Tom. He's the man.
Yeah. Right off the bat, I would like him just for that question.
Yeah. Who's the J. Crew?
Did you guys create then a J. Crew so that it would make sense? So I go to J. Crew.
All right.
Return the jeans. I'm on my way back, or the pants. I'm on my way back to the station. And as I'm walking, and it's kind of already an interesting little walk.
Today this happened?
Yes.
What time did you return these jeans? Like 5 a.m.?
10:20 this morning.
Oh, damn.
Shoes work right. Ended, went over there. I figured I got a few minutes before my 11 o'clock meeting. Take care of all that crap.
All right.
On the way back, and of course, like always, whenever you and I walk down that area, what do? We
look stop, at the dogs.
We look at the dogs. So I'm already riding high because I got to see the cute dogs in the doggy daycare.
All right.
Across the street, I'm a block away from our station.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's walking towards me, and I'm like, what's going on his face? His face is painted to look like a dog.
Hmm.
Right.
Hmm.
So I'm like looking, and he's got like a painted nose, like just
dark?
A little circle. Yeah, a little brown or black, dark brown circle.
All right.
He's got a couple of circles on his cheeks, right? And then whiskers.
Is he dressed like a dog?
No. That's it. Right?
All right.
So I'm looking at him, and he looks at me, and he looks at me like as if I'm weird for looking at him. But I'm like trying to process this in my head. Like, I know Seattle's kind of a weird city as it is.
All right.
So I look at him, and then he looks at me and just goes, what? I'm like, okay. And so I'm like, well, either I can just put my head down and keep walking, or I kind of want to have this conversation with this guy.
Tell me you had it.
So I look at him, and I'm like, well, and it's like we're passing. So it's like we're both not really stopping. We're kind of like slowly moving, like in a, like a matrix slow motion.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like, well, you kind of look like a dog, man. And then he goes, I'm not kidding you, Ted. He just looks at me and goes, woof. And I'm like, now I'm like, okay, this is very weird. So I'm looking at the guy. Now I have nothing to say. I'm like, I have nothing. I have nothing to bring to the table at this
point. Are you stopped at this point?
Yes. And I'm staring at him as he's walking backwards. And that's not the weird part. So he's walking backwards. And like, so you're me. And he's like this. Like has his hands out, like, come at me, bro.
All right.
And he goes, LOL. Turns around and keeps going.
Wow.
Right.
Did he look like a homeless person?
No. He was dressed. Not that a homeless person doesn't wear clothes, but he wasn't dressed like.
Right, didn't look like you'd been sleeping on the streets.
It didn't look like he was wearing the clothes that he's wearing for an extended period of time.
So do you think he was just whacked out, or do you think he was whacked out on something?
I have no idea. I feel like he must have been whacked out on something. And another weird thing, speaking of earlier, I said I went to Dick's. So the other day I went to Dick's to get a water bottle, and as if that wasn't weird enough, the guy in front of me who's also getting cashed out, they're ringing him up because there's multiple stands. So I'm doing mine. This guy's weird. Like, he's dancing. His arms are up. And this is in Puyallup at the South Hill Dick's. And I'm like, what the F is going on with this guy? And then I think I hear the cashier go, okay, sir, well, that'll be $852.
Ooh.
And I'm like,
ooh, what is he buying at Dick's?
Right. I'm looking, and I'm like, well, it doesn't look like he's buying anything that's large. So I'm like, I must have just misheard that. There's no way that this guy, he looks like he's tweaking, right?
Yeah.
So now he leaves, and he's got the carriage or the cart, the shopping cart, and he's like kind of like doing a dance as he's leaving. Like, he's a cartoon character. Very happy that he made this purchase. Like, the entire time they're ringing him out, he's going, yes, all right, yeah. So I'm getting ready to leave, and I'm like, well, chalk that up to just being a weird experience. The manager who was behind there, he's like, hey, man, listen to the show all the time. My name's James.
All right.
Yeah, James, how's it going? I'm like, what was the deal? Like, and he laughs. He goes, that guy just spent almost $900 at our store. I'm like, what? I thought that's what I heard. I'm like, well, what did he buy? He goes, the guy's high as F. And he just was walking the aisles, dancing and singing, and just grabbing random things and putting them in his carriage. He's like, we had someone follow him. And then he comes up to the front and rings it all up and buys it.
Jesus.
And I'm like, well, this guy's going to wake up wondering, what the hell did I buy? He goes, yeah, he's buying women's stuff, guy stuff, all types of stuff. And his friend, who's in a wheelchair, just bought a treadmill.
Jesus Christ, dude. Come on.
Like,
that takes away the whole point of the treadmill. That guy could log hours on there. That is not, he's not gonna be in better shape.
It's not fair. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. So I'm like, Jesus. All right, that's just, I'm like, hey, nice to meet you. I step out. As I'm going to my car, I see the tweaker guy loading all the stuff into the back of like a small hatchback vehicle.
I mean, let's hope that was his credit card.
I would hope they ID'd the guy.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they did.
Yeah, you're right. They probably did.
Why would you just let this guy buy all that crap if you didn't? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I felt like that was a question I didn't need to ask, nor did I really need. I'm not. Why do I need to get involved in this? Sir, did you show your ID? Well, I look and see they got like some like small car. The treadmill is like in a box, barely in the back of the vehicle, sticking out. I'm like, there's no way they're going to be able to leave this parking lot without that treadmill just falling
out.
Like, what is going on? Dude, I don't know what it is. I just bring out the crazies.
It's a South End, man.
Yeah, well, as opposed to Dog Boy and right here in downtown Seattle.
Dog Boy seems more normal now.
Right? That's why I was like, you know what? I'm going to bypass that story and I want to get to this dick story.
I love that, too. He's dressed like a dog. He wants the attention, but yet when you ask him on it.
I think he must. I wonder if maybe that he's just doing it just to F with people.
Yeah.
Because the LOL part was weird.
Yeah.
Like, he yelled LOL. Like, who yells LOL at somebody?
Right, that's the point.
Right.
Is that it's texting, it's shorthand.
Right.
You could actually just go, ha-ha-ha-ha! Would that be any better? Woof! Ha-ha-ha-ha!
It would have been funnier. It would have been less troubling. Like, at that point when he yelled LOL at me, I'm like, I'm just going to keep walking. There's nothing good coming out of this encounter. All right, Ted, I think we better get out of here.
Yeah, man, I got to do some work.
Yeah.
I don't like talking about Hulk Hogan's penis.
Let's get 10.
Metallica.
Yeah. Here we go. Thank you for listening. Hashtag mega hugs to everybody.
10-inch hog.
10-inch hog.
Here we go. Get 10. We got it. On
LOL. All right, Ted, this has been fun.
Yeah, man, next week we'll prime.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
We got to do one of our nighttime ones soon.
I'm in.
All right, we'll figure it out. Maybe not next week because I got to spend some time with the wife before we disappear to Spokane.
Terry DeLay's penis is not 10 inches. I don't like talking about Hulk Hogan's penis.